This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Daryl Ryder was, if you follow him on social media, you know he's been hot about the stadium issues. And he's really been hot. I mean, I'll let him speak for himself. He's calling out the mayor left, right, and center. This is Daryl Ryder on Mayor Justin Bibb, correct, Owen? Okay, here's the dangerous one on the Midday Show.
It's a situation where, you know, the first thing Mayor Bibb did was start asking the Browns for money. Demo the stadium. Give me money for small businesses, a.k.a. the guys selling T-shirts on the corners. Because there are no small businesses around the stadium. And you don't support the West 6 tailgate. You had that shut down this past year because the city didn't want to do its job and keep it secure. Which one of the few actual economic drivers around Browns games, unrelated to, I don't know, guys sitting in the parking lot flipping burgers and drinking beer. You know. So this double talk that the mayor has right now, but the first thing he did was ask the Browns for money. So it's no surprise that it's gone down this. And the problem is the mayor tells the Browns one thing and then goes out in public, does the exact opposite, or says the exact opposite. So there's no trust between these two parties, which is why the courts are involved.
Daryl's been having a year, man. That audio on the Midday Show with Daryl Ryder, you can hear Baskin. That is the Midday Show, correct? Not just It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. I mean, Daryl is fit to be tied. And if you've noticed, Daryl over the last, I mean, how many years has become a more and more engaged citizen where it's like, well, we got to talk about City Councilman Daryl Ryder at some point here in the future. Because he has been, I don't want to say disgruntled because that can sound different, but he has been a very engaged citizen of Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, he is a resident of the city. And Daryl has been very agitated over things that the way that this administration has handled things in the past as a resident. And we've talked about that on the air with him actually at times. Daryl knows a lot about the stadium issue. It's kind of been one of the things that he's been at the forefront of covering here. You and I, you know more than I do. You know more of the movers and shakers politically, but we both know a lot about all this. And again, I still go back to it. Is that you never, when this all started being talked about, and this is even through previous administrations as well, I never really felt they took it seriously on the city side. And I at least I got to say from the mayor's standpoint of this. I mean, Blaine Griffin, who's joined us before on the air, he was the point person for like, what, 2 years of this when it really started to get ratcheted up here? It was Blaine Griffin. He left this to Blaine Griffin, who has, as he says himself, no real power over the matter, but he was the one that they were the point person to. So you've had this, and now all of a sudden when I see that, hey, you know what? there's other things that maybe they'll like to run for. And if you were running against him for senator, Congress, whatever it is, or for a House of Representatives, you use that against you. You let the Browns leave the city of Cleveland. What else are you going to let leave the state of Ohio if I put you in a higher office than the mayor of Cleveland? I'm going to do that. So he doesn't want to be known as that guy, and that's a very public thing. But now, where were you at the beginning of this? Where was the city at the beginning of this? Because I didn't hear very much from them, and then all of a sudden, well, now we got to get involved, and we're talking tough here.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything Daryl said. I don't disagree with anything you said. Until we get to the financing of a project, there are only two buckets where money can come from. The two buckets are the taxpayers, and the other bucket is the Haslams. I know people say, what about the state? What about the guy? Yeah, but it's all taxpayer money. It's all money coming from taxpayers. So there's only two buckets. There's only two ways to fund a large-scale capital project of this magnitude. And yeah, there would be financing. There's a bond situation, certainly. But there's only two ways it can happen. It's the Haslams and it's the taxpayers. Why would anybody complain that the city would be wanting to extract more from the Haslams? Why would that be a bad thing? Because if it doesn't come from the Haslams, it's coming from the taxpayers. To me, it's very easy. There should be a negotiation. I don't care how ugly it gets. I'm not one of the politicians.
You are happy about
my
the
legacy
ugliness.
Is not at stake.
Yeah,
I want the city and the county to go to war with the Haslams just for the purpose of getting something built, which I'm in favor of the dome. I'm in favor of it. It's also really expensive. Also, the longer you push this back, the more money it's going to cost. If they have gotten a dome deal done 5 years ago, it would literally be half the price of what it's going to be now. So guess what? If you delay this and we wait another year or 2 years or 5 years, it's going to go up exponentially again. I'm all in favor of the dome. I'm all in favor for bringing some of the biggest events to Cleveland and also giving Browns fans and just fans of the region and beyond a great experience. I'm all for it, but it's got to come from somewhere. Who is going to pay for it? The Haslams are saying, hey, we are contributing more than just about any owner in the history of American sports outside of, I think, the Cronkies. That's awesome. I'd also like to ask them for more. Keep asking. What's the harm in asking? Why would anybody be mad at asking? Like, keep asking for as much as you can get, and in the end, try to drive home a better negotiation for the city, the county, and the state.
I understand they're politicians, and this is part of the game that they play, but the grandstanding kind of got to me here over the last couple of weeks, and Daryl... certainly the grandstanding has got to him over a longer period of time.
Maybe it's Ken. Maybe it's just in my old life covering politics and now just being an observer of politics, I just expect the grandstanding. It doesn't bother me because it's the ends. We talk about the ends justify the means. Like, we've just got to get there. It's going to be ugly in the process, but in the end, there's going to be a resolution. In the end, unless the Haslams are going to unilaterally do this, and if they unilaterally do it, then that sounds like more money. More money. Look, they're the ones that are going to benefit from it. So they're the ones that probably have to put the biggest investment forward.
I think.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I think you're right about that. I do think you're right about that. Like, it's, again, it's I keep going back to the same three things that we've talked about here. It's... I'm convinced that the city didn't get involved until it was, frankly, too late. I don't want the city to not have, or I don't want the area, the taxpayer, to not have any piece of a new building, a new stadium in the surrounding area. It's not just based on taxes and things like that. I'd like a piece of that as well. And I also know that, no, I'm not. I'm never going to say that it all is a big moneymaker and all that other stuff. No. They should make.
By the way, but I have no problem if the Haslams.
Well, they're business people, so yeah.
Right. I have zero problem with the Haslams profiting off this in the way they're about to profit off of it. They are in it for making money, yes. They're also stewards of the organization we care about, and I have no problem help facilitate that. I want the best deal possible for taxpayers. How could anybody think that's controversial?
I think that's a fair thing to say. It does need to kind of get going, though. Like, yes. You listen to the governor with Daryl a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, well, the lease is running out sooner than you think. And it's not just, hey, there's an empty piece of land, and we're going to put a stadium up. No, there's a lot of road work that's going to have to go there to get everybody in and out here over the next couple of years. That's going to be a major, long-taking process with several orange barrels in certain areas for a long period of time to make sure that that all gets taken care of. So this is going to have to move quicker than I think some people may even realize here. Like, this has got to get going if it's going to get done. Because I think in the end, I'd be shocked if they did not go forward with the plan of the stadium
in
Brook Park.
Yep.
I'd be absolutely shocked. So this thing's got to get taken care of one way or the other pretty soon. Because I don't know if you're just going to give them another year on the lease. Maybe you will. Maybe you will do something like that. Because I don't want to have them playing in some weird umbrella year in Columbus Akron or something like that. Akron be closer. I certainly don't want them playing home games in Columbus. No. I don't want that. 216-474-0092. Coming up in just about 20 minutes. I got to make this mention of the Cavs because some people are freaking out. But I think the losing streak ends tonight for a very specific reason. Coming up at 7:02, when some of you hear this, you're going to be thrilled. But a lot of you believe they're signing over their own pink slips. Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacd.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.